These lives are transitory. You have your attachments to your friends and family, to your animals. And when something happens, it is very painful. But it is important to remember that the veil between life and death is very thin, and that the transition is one not of loss, but of change. That which you love in Maya, that which you love in your friends, in your family members, that is the eternal infinite Brahma, the one without beginning and without end. That infinite being takes on the veil of Maya and the illusion of form. And is manifest in many different forms. But the beloved of your heart dwells in those forms. When you come to know someone deeply, whether it is a human or an animal, or a fish or a bird, or even a plant, when you come to know that being deeply, you begin to have a feel of their heart, of their soul. And that heart and soul of that being is the essence of love. In essence, everyone is love, and when you deeply know someone, you feel that love. Because the distance and barriers and delusions begin to break down. And so your love for Maya is a love for the divine as manifest in that form. She as a being will go on to evolve and evolve and finally evolve back into full consciousness of her own divine nature, as you are evolving to full consciousness of your own divinity and the divinity of all beings who surround you. So while there is the bittersweet love and loss, in truth, that which you love, you never lose. The soul of everyone, of all beings, is the Atman, that conscious, aware, living being who you love so much, whether it be family, friends, or animals, is you see the Atman, you see the love nature, and you feel connected, you feel oneness. And with many animals, there is the innocence, the lack of that ego, which is so prominent in human beings. And so in that innocence, you really feel the sweetness and love, because the bar of ego is not clouding it. But neither is the awareness to consciously, intentionally return to self. The Lady Prakriti, the divine cosmos, takes care of all these living beings. And those who you really love, you are close to. And when you leave this world, you stay close. Your loved ones do not fade from you. Those who you deeply love, who you are connected to, that love is like a glue, it connects you. And the veil is truly thin. It connects you beyond the veil. It connects you in many lives and between lives. And ultimately, it connects you in the deep nature of self, which is eternal and immortal. So as you go through life and you come to certain stages, the longer you live, the more loved ones you will lose. But there is no loss. It is part of the Maya, the illusion of separation. The veil is not thick, and they are always with you. And when you cross the veil, you are with those you love, in whether they be human or non-human. And when you ascend to your higher nature, to deeper awareness and understanding, then you see that the one you loved is none other than the beloved of your heart, is none other than Parama Purusha, manifesting in forms. The real nature of all beings is divine. For those who have eyes to see, the Sadguru dwells everywhere, in the robin, in the tree, in the kitty cat, in the dog, in the friends and family you love, in all beings and all things are of Purusha. They are of pure being, pure love, infinite dwelling being. So never fear the losses of life. It is a temporary illusion of bodies that change. And bodies in this world of form come and go. But eternal being is always there. And that one loved goes nowhere. All right? Do you understand? All right. Namaskar.